Well, yes, some of you might have been taken aback with my vehement anger and axe to grind against whole life policies. But there's reason, there's method to my madness, dear students. This is an actual whole life policy from a client of mine who showed me this, and he was in year approximately 20 when he showed it to me. This is a policy where this gentleman was buying $50,000 worth of whole life for $60 a month. Now, when he bought this, life insurance was more expensive because people weren't living as longer, but still, we saw $20 a month for $500,000 of term. And so he was paying $60 for $50,000. And so what happened? Well, the first 2 years, nothing. He gets nothing. The kiss is the cash value or the amount he can borrow from. And this is how much life insurance is paid up. What does that mean? That means if you were to stop the policy right then, you'd have that that amount paid up for the rest of your life. But, of course, if you stop the policy, then you don't have any life insurance anymore. So it's a little strange. But anyway, notice that the cash value is going up. And we got him here around year 20 or so. And he's explaining to me, I'm explaining to him what's going on. And I'm showing him other investments that have done a whole lot better. And he's saying, you know what, this isn't such a good investment. I said, well, I didn't want to, you know, badmouth it and make you feel bad. But, yeah, they're really horrible. And after 30 years, dear students, this is the number I want you to remember here. After 30 years of paying $60 a month, he would have had in his whole life policy $17,551 to take out and live off of. That's what they expected you to use. That was you were saving for your retirement or some other wonderful thing, and just drives me up a wall. Plus, I love this feature. If he had stopped making his payments and didn't cancel the policy, what they would do is they would start drawing this cash value down. They would start taking the $60 per month out of the cash value. Doesn't that? Yikes! Oh boy! It just... That's a feature, because you don't want to lose your life insurance, right? Now here's the punchline, right? Here's the punchline. This guy, when he was sold this policy, was single. He didn't have any kids. He went on to get married, but then divorced, never had any children. He never needed life insurance. So he's buying $50,000 of very, very expensive life insurance, and he doesn't even need it, and he'd have $17,551. And remember that, because we're going to come back to it when we get to investing, which starts in the next presentation, and we're going to see that if we just pick something moderately, no, conservative, we're going to do a whole lot better, unless the world ends, and then it doesn't matter. See ya.